Hello, and thank you so much for coming to today's episode. It's Jane Hamill from Fashion Brain Academy, and this podcast is all about the business side of fashion design. So thanks for coming. I am excited about today because it's all about turning your publicity into some dough. I hear so many designers complaining that they work really hard to get press. Maybe they've hired a PR agency, or they're doing it themselves, or they're doing a ton of blogger outreach, and they're getting placements, but they don't see any money coming in because of it. So let's try to fix that today, all right? I'm going to give you 5 things you can do to turn that publicity into actual sales. Let's dive in. All right, so the thing about it is, it's so fun when you get placement. It is so cool and so awesome to be in a magazine, have, you know, be on TV, maybe get really good placement on a popular blog, newspaper, your local paper, anything, right? And then when you get it and you don't see anything happening, or maybe you get a lot of traffic to your site and your stats go up, but you didn't really make any sales or not enough to make that worthwhile. So, for instance, we never know which placement is going to be good, right? So you would think, let's say you get placement in the New York Times, you'd think that would be awesome and you'd get a ton of hits. We don't really know. So one of my clients, for an example, she hired a terrific PR company who got her placement in People Style Guide. She also got placement in a bunch of other places, including Glamour Magazine. And she was, you know, pretty happy. Crazy thing was, you'd think People Style Guide would be about the best thing you could be in. She got very little off of that, hardly any sales at all. Glamour Magazine, however, she got placement, and it was terrific for her business. So it's really hard to know. I have another client who got on the Today Show and sold 100 pieces in 10 minutes. So you just never know which one is really going to work. But no matter what press you get, let's talk about converting that press into sales, because you can do things to get that prospect, that looker who came and was directed from that good placement, they came to your site and we want to turn them into a customer. All right, the first thing you want to do, so when they come to your website, you want to make it easy for them to buy. For instance, right there on the front page, which means you're going to have a website that's in transition that can be altered quickly and easily, by the way. So, for instance, on your homepage, you can add, hey, did you see us in People Magazine? Want to get this dress that you saw delivered straight to your door? Click here. And you put it front and center. And maybe this seems obvious to you, but I can't tell you how many websites and designers don't do this. You know, I didn't do this. I made this mistake. I had wonderful placement twice in Entrepreneur Magazine, and I did a blog post about it, but did I put it front and center on my site? No. Am I going to do that next time? You bet I am. So it might seem that, well, the customer can just look around. I don't need to tell them, hey, you saw me in this magazine, but you would be wrong. I can tell you. The customers, they come to your site, and sometimes they don't even know really what you do. They don't know what you sell. They don't know where to click on. They're on their phone, you know. So it's easy for somebody to get confused and think, oh, this is nice, but I don't know where to go on this site, so I'm just going to leave and come back later, okay, and think, oh, that was a nice website. Well, nice website does not pay the electricity bill, right? Nice coverage in magazines is not keeping the rent going in your life, right? So you want to convert these people into a buyer. And to do that, you need to tell them what to do when they get to your site, okay? So, hey, you saw this in whatever, grab it now. Click. Easy, easy breezy, okay? The next thing that you can do to convert this press into money is when they get to your site, you want to put your phone number front and center on your site, make it real easy to find, okay? Many, many sales are lost simply because a prospect has a question or is unsure about something and they don't know how to get their question answered. I read an article a while back in the New York Times business section that totally confirms what I have always been suspecting, okay? So it was about a business. It's not fashion related, but it doesn't matter at all. And it explained, This company, let me just grab it here for you. So, and I'll put this in the show notes as well. But it's three ways to convert visitors into buyers online, okay? And it talks about this company who they do like Botox and things, okay? And they decided to update their site, and they redesigned it to emphasize their phone number and to make people feel comfortable. So they move the company's phone number to the upper right-hand corner of the homepage with a prominent encouragement. It says, call us. And then the owner said, people are really not going to fill out a form. They want to call and talk to somebody who's knowledgeable. We knew that would make us different. We knew what made us different, sorry, but we weren't doing a good job of showing it. All right, so listen when I tell you this. Number one, sometimes people do want to call to get their questions answered. Sometimes they just like to see that you have a phone number there because it makes you look more legit, like you're really in business. And after this company redesigned their site, get this, they had a 20% increase in the number of qualified phone leads from the site, plus an 18% decline in the average bounce rate, okay? So the bounce rate is the percentage of visitors who leave your site after just going to one page. And so you want a really low bounce rate. And it really gives people seeing that phone number, maybe they want to use it, but maybe it just gives them more confidence to buy. They start to trust you a little more, okay? Number three, take the press that you just got and make sure to put it front and center on your website. So maybe you have about a week or so, 2 weeks, or depending on the situation, hey, you saw this piece in this magazine, get it here. All right, after that, you know, you can't keep that up forever, right? Maybe it's an online piece and it's gone, and maybe it's just getting old. So what you do now is you want to put press mentions and your publicity on your homepage if you can. You know, I don't want to ruin your entire design, but I could tell you that a lot of people are very, very obsessed with a pretty design, and I would like your website to convert into sales more than I would like it to look really, really pretty, okay? I don't want it to look ugly, but it needs to work. And part of that is to have social proof. Having press gives you a lot of street cred and people take you more seriously. And so if you just put it on your press page, which is what most designers do, I don't think it goes far enough to show the world that you're the real deal, okay? So I'm talking about putting it on your homepage, maybe at the bottom, maybe at the top right. And, you know, you want to put, if you can, the logos, all right? So if you're on NBC, you put that rainbow thing, you know, that I don't know, turkey, whatever it is. And if you're on NPR, you take the logo of NPR and put that on there because it triggers in their brain, oh, I know that. That's fancy. She must be cool, right? And by the way, if you go to my site, at the time I'm recording this, you'll notice I don't have that. But I am redoing the site to put all of this on there because I'm always trying to refine and evolve and get better. So I'm teaching you everything I'm doing here, okay? All right, number four is to make sure these visitors that are coming from press get on your list. You must have an opt-in front and center when they go to your site, that will say, hey, do you want to keep in touch? Would you like a discount if you buy the first time? You know, we want them to sign up for your newsletter, your email marketing, whatever you're doing, and you want to give them a good reason to do that. Now, I teach a whole lot about that in my marketing course, the online 20 Up Marketing. But just to give you the feel, all right, you have to understand that most people are not going to buy the first time they come to your site. But that does not mean that they're not going to buy later. So you want to keep top of mind with them. And keeping top of mind is staying in touch with those people. And you can't stay in touch with them if they come to your site, they look, they go, oh, nice, and they leave. You have to grab their information so you can start that relationship back and forth through your marketing and your future marketing, okay? So you got to ask them to join your list. You got to give them a good reason to sign up. Maybe that's even a discount. Maybe it's, hey, 5 free tips how to look younger in the next 20 minutes. I don't know. And you want to make sure that they opt into your list, okay? So you can get that sale if they're not ready today. The number 5 thing that you can do is to really think about, let's say you're not getting the press, make sure that these really truly are your target customers, okay? Who is reading that press? Are they people who are interested in what you have to do? Or have you mistakenly gone after placement in a blog, a newspaper, something where the people have, you know, are never going to be your ideal customer? They're never going to be somebody who buys what you make. All right? So take a look at where you got the press and consider if these are your ideal people. For instance, one designer that I work with, she got such great placement in a huge mommy blog, a very, very popular blog for moms. She got a ton of visitors to her site. I mean, it quadrupled the traffic to her site, and she got almost no sales. So obviously what you can learn from that is that the moms were looking for mom-related items, and she sells a truly high-end product. It's a gift product, but it's not something that's momish or mom-related or something that is typically about what this blogger would write about. Her readership just didn't care. Okay, so it's the wrong crowd. So next time she's going to go after a gift blogger or somebody who likes decorating and they believe in fancy packaging for your gifts. Okay, so that will really help. So if you do get traffic but no sales, it could possibly be that these are just not your people. All right. It's sort of like if I pull up a food truck that sells the best hot dogs in town. I mean, these things are righteous, okay? And you show up and you're like, woohoo, and it's a yoga retreat going on in there with a vegan accent. You know, nobody's going to want to buy those hot dogs. It doesn't mean your product is bad. It just means it's in front of the wrong people. So let's just review this a little bit. Turn your good publicity into profits. Number one, make it easy for them to buy. Number two, put your phone number on your site. I want everybody to do this and make it easy to find. And don't worry. I mean, I had my cell phone up on my website for a long time. Not that many people call, but I do think it helps people feel comfortable if they want to buy. The third thing is to put your new press front and center on your site. The next thing is to make sure you capture those leads when they do come to your site through an opt-in, because people aren't always going to buy the first time. And number 5 is to really think about, when you're going after placement, are these my ideal customers? Are these people who can afford what I do and they're going to like it? So I hope that helps you and gives you some actionable things you can start doing right now. All right, so learning all this is not going to do you too much good if you don't take one step towards action. So for you, what's it going to be? I'd love it if you let me know in the comments below. Which of these 5 things will you try next? What have you tried that worked? What didn't work? I'd love to get this party started in the comments below. And if you're listening to this not on my blog, you can just hop over to fashionbrainacademy.com/blog/8. Okay? And did you like this podcast? Because if you liked it, click the like button. I would love that, and I would love it if you'd share it with your friends. And thank you so much for listening. I hope to see you in the next episode. Have a great day. Bye-bye.